Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Their team and look at some of their best players. They all have played different positions. He's so right about offensive line. What a great call on that. God, what a great call.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM, Nationwide, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You said something just a minute ago, Joe, about you know the philosophy that needs to shift for Kyle Shanahan. Offensive line being one of them.
Well, because I do believe his philosophy regarding running backs has evolved.
Correct.
In his time as a Niner head coach. Like I said, like he used to not think that way about, I need to have a feature back. No, he tried to do it with Jerick McKinnon. But we've figured out Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, Jeff Wilson Jr., Raheem Mostert. And then once he got McCaffrey, I think that his entire philosophy regarding the running back position they had evolved.
So what else needs to evolve on the 49ers, Nick, philosophy-wise, in your opinion? Is that it? Is there anything that Kyle Shanahan's doing that he needs to, you know, shift the whole, I don't know, like quarterback, for example? Obviously, that's been the topic of conversation for the entire show. Miley and Bobby want to get into it. He did try to go up and trade for Trey Lance. So, like, he tried to make that a priority, right? It just didn't work. It failed. So is he never going to do that again? Did that scare him off so much?
I don't know.
That if he sticks around again and has an opportunity to draft a quarterback in the first round, is he not going to do it because he whiffed that hard on Trey Lance? I don't know. Like, does he need to have a shift in philosophy when it comes to those things? That's a question I have in my
like
mind.
I feel like paying Brock Purdy was a shift in philosophy.
Okay, but he did pay Jimmy Garoppolo at one point.
Yeah, but like this was a little different. It felt like he really planted his flag down with Brock Purdy. So I'm definitely grant him that. It didn't feel like he was, you know, ready to wiggle out of that one.
Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos, then we'll get to Miley in Walnut Creek. Bobby, you're on the morning roast.
Hey, guys. Hello, guys.
What's up, brother? What you doing? Hello? You chilling in your bed right now under the covers?
Hey. No, not at all. Dude, I'm not up at 3:30, but I'm up by 5:30. So, I want to talk about actually my bigger concern is the defense, but can I just say something about this Brock versus Mac thing? Unless Brock is in full practice tomorrow, he shouldn't be starting. And if today the beat reporters say that Brock is running like cone drills today on a full practice today, he should not be starting. So, unfortunately, he needs to sit until Houston on turf against a good defense, and honestly, if it's after that, I don't want any starters actually dressing it off in the Meadowlands game, so I'd rather just take the L than have them play on that.
Disastrous.
So,
Jalen Carter did that. He's like, I'm not playing on the MetLife turf. I'm out.
I mean, but I just feel like once he's ready to go and he's a full participant, like, you have to play him in some adverse situation. Like, you can make an argument every week, like, oh, Houston's D-line. Oh, the New York Giants' is D-line. Like, I don't know. That feels like fear-mongering to me, I guess to a degree.
Speaking of a guy that loves to fear-monger, we have a special guest on the line right now, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, Joe. You may have heard of him. You may love him. You may hate him. His name is Daryl the Guru Johnson, who joins us now on the Morning Roast. D, what you doing, man?
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, I was having a good morning, Spadoni, to the hate part. You could have held on to that part. Damn!
We love you. I have to say it. Come on.
I know you do, baby. Hey, Shasky, you hurt my feelings. I gave you both the 2-for-99 jack-in-the-box trade. Jordan Love is a damn good quarterback. You kind of hurt my feelings.
So good.
You had Mason on the bench.
So good you don't want him, Goon. He tried to trade him to me,
and
too.
And you stapled DeAndre Hopkins' corpse to him. And some guy, Turpin, who had a couple of nice weeks, but, like, is hurt right now. Like, what are you doing, Goo? What are these trades?
I was up about 4:30 on the toilet, lights out, and I'm just in the office trying to come up with a trade. But damn, Shevsky, you're not using them. Spadoni, I need a running back. Man, the season's not over.
All right, I'll make you a deal right now on the air.
Okay, all right.
I want Justin Jefferson. You can have Jordan Mason.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm throwing the phone in the basement. What?
Yeah.
You can't have him. I'm 3-3. It's not over, but Connor hurt me, man. I need a running back, man.
I know.
He needs a hit.
All right, Goo. Let me look at my team here. All right, we're doing this. This is Fantasy Trades on the air. All right, I will give you the booty kid from New England and Jordan Mason for Justin Jefferson.
It's great radio.
I can't do it, Butch. I just can't. I can't give up JJ, man. That's a dude. I can't do it. And Spadoni, you should tell him he's insulting me live on air by trying to get Jefferson for some marginal players.
Time out. You sent me a trade that was Tyler Lockett, the 344th ranked player, for Jordan Mason. Who's disrespecting who here?
But you got Mason on the bench, though, so we're talking about not
he had a bye last
guy.
Week, and so he was on my bench. I haven't switched my – I look at my roster once a week, Goo.
I got to leave you two with this. You said something about Big Carter Chickering. But this is all luck. He's not good in fantasy. Don't say he's lying. I didn't like that. That just did something to me. It's all luck, Butch.
It's not
he's not
all luck.
Good.
There is some skill. I will admit that. Well, there is some skill, right?
Goo,
yeah, we got 8 playoff spots, Spadoni, so I'm feeling good.
No,
Butch,
I'm in there, too.
I can't give you Jefferson.
No. Well, you're not in a position to get rid of a quarterback, because I'm telling you. We're 16 teams, dude. Matt Stafford goes down, who's on your bench right now, which could easily happen. Like, you're screwed. Keep Jordan Love, Goo. I'm trying to give you advice right now.
Hey, I don't have time for the Geico. If that happens, it wasn't meant for me to win. Spadoni, that's how I think. I'm rolling the dice.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Guru, I'm about to unveil something. Did you see the ESPN prediction about the Golden State Warriors yesterday?
Yeah, I did, and I tried to get Steiny to bet. What do you think, man? The win total thing is, what are they going to be and how healthy and fresh are they going to be for the off?
63 wins? They have Jimmy Butler. Now, it's one prediction, and I'll tell the audience what it is. ESPN did a simulation. They do them over and over and over again of stats analysis and just different algorithms. And one of the ones that they chose to write about was with the Orlando Magic beating the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. And they have the Warriors winning 63 games. And I think 63-19, I believe, was their record. And they had Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry in the All-Star game.
Goo, what would be more outlandish for you, the Warriors making the finals or the Orlando Magic?
The Orlando Magic. They have no Steph Curry.
Oh, no, the Goo's phony. See, that's what happens when you disrespect Paolo Banchero, the Italian stallion.
That's got to be one of Bonte's. If he did a bunch of simulations, Bonte would have the Orlando Magic facing the Golden State Warriors, but it would be the Warriors winning. Like, if we were doing Bonte simulations,
of course.
Like, that's got to be one of his favorite matchups.
And what if I told you I disagree with Guru? I think it'd be more outlandish if the Warriors made the finals, not the Orlando Magic, because I think the East is wide, and I mean gaping, wide open.
I actually think the Warriors could make the finals.
I think they have a tougher path than the Orlando Magic.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Let me be clear. I was asking if it was more outlandish which one of those teams. I think they have an easier path in the East, and that's, I'm just speaking higher of the Western Conference of the defending champs, so, Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Denver Nuggets.
We're those here. Let's open the doors up on this. All right, 888-957-9570. ESPN put out an article yesterday from Kevin Pelton, who is like an analytics obsessor, if you will, and they did all of these different simulations, and they said, in one of the simulations, simulation number 620, they plucked it, and they thought it was the most fascinating, because it was the Warriors meeting the Orlando Magic in the finals. The Warriors would end up losing to the Orlando Magic in the finals, but in my world, they win it, all right? Do you think this team can make the finals?
Oh.
Do you agree with this ESPN article? There is a path for the Golden State Warriors to get to the finals. I think there is. Oklahoma City's a young team. They clearly are dynamic and amazing. What are they going to look like?
I'm removing that young label, though, because they're champs now. That's a veteran team.
Yeah, but we know year after the championship comes with its own stuff.
Scrutiny.
I'll just put it that way.
Sure.
Scrutiny, the disease of more, you know, guys just feeling themselves wanting bigger roles.
We haven't had back-to-back champs since the Warriors with KD.
You're being asked as a team to appear on more things. You know, as SGA's star starts to rise, the demand for him off the floor becomes higher and higher and higher. You are a marked man by other teams that you're facing in the league. You're on prime time more, so your schedule's a little different. I think that there is a variety of reasons why Oklahoma City, for, you know, whatever reasons, could stumble this year. Now, in this simulation, they're the 2 seed. They got the Nuggets as the 3 seed, and I believe Minnesota as the 4, Clippers as the 5.
They have the Lakers at the 13th seed?
Yeah, I could see that.
Really?
Yeah, just leave them. Just let the Lakers just don't make the playoffs. Just shut them up and keep them over
first
here.
First game of the season.
The Lakers.
I mentioned it. First game of the year.
I truly believe that the Warriors could. I know 63 is rich. 63 is rich. I'm not buying the 63 wins. Could they win 58?
Can Jimmy Butler play 67? Can Jimmy Butler play in 63 games? How about that? Can you do that first? That'd be an accomplishment. Can he play in 63 games for the Warriors?
I think the Golden State Warriors can make the finals. I really truly believe this. And I with all my chest think that there is a legitimate path for this team, if all things go right, to be in the finals again.
Well, let's talk
do
about those
things. Do you agree with me, yes or no?
888-957-9570. Joe's saying, and ESPN is saying that the Warriors can reach the NBA Finals this year. Do you have that level of belief in this team? And tell me why. Tell us why. 888-957-9570.
Let me give you irony personified. As I'm talking about my Warriors getting back to a finals, I get a Shams Charania, and this is just poetic justice. Breaking 9-time All-Star Russell Westbrook. He's agreed to a deal with the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, I thought you were going to say... I thought you were saying cut that laugh, by the way.
Kings!
The Kings.
Russell Westbrook and the Kings are made for each other.
The Kangs. I said it last year. I'll always say it. If Russell Westbrook is on your team is not winning a championship. So you take the Sacramento Kings out. That's one team that no one even had making the finals. Well, they're definitely out now. The disease of me, you said, is Russell Westbrook. He's on line one for that.
I truly believe the Warriors... There is a way. Now, things have to go right. You know, you got to get a little lucky. The ball's got to bounce your way. You need a quantum leap. I think you need a quantum leap from one of three players. Kuminga, Pods, or Moody. If that happens, look out.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'll give my answer on the other side, whether or not I think the Warriors can reach the NBA Finals. Shasky says yes. What say you, Warriors fans? 888-957-9570. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which, as you know, Carter, is here for you and here for good.
Mm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The analytics guy over at ESPN. And again, this is not a prediction. This is via a random simulation where they bring in all the numbers, stats, whatever. They all concoct it and they do a season-long simulation and they do all the playoff matchups and a finals matchup. And they have the Golden State Warriors winning the NBA Finals. Check that. They have the Orlando Magic winning the NBA Finals over the Golden State Warriors. Go 7 games? Paolo Banchero and Steph Curry? Paolo over Steph? Stop. What? And you're saying and you're leaving the Magic on the side. You think the Warriors can get to the NBA Finals? You're saying they're going to do it. They're going to do it?
I think that there's a path to do
it. There's a path to do it. Okay, all right, let's just be clear here.
They're like right now, I don't think there's a path for the Niners to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's the optimist in me is trying hard to find that one. I just
don't think they have enough ammunition to win in January. Right now, you're asking me right now, right? Things can change. I mean, I didn't think Indiana could win an NBA final. And last year, I kind of was talking myself into they could beat Oklahoma City.
And what happened during that playoff? Everyone thought it was going to be back-to-back with the Celtics, mm-hmm. right? And then Jason Tatum tears his Achilles. It was wide open.
Yeah, exactly. And so everybody's looking at Jimmy Butler, and they're like, well, can he stay healthy? Like, what did you say? What did you say about Jimmy?
Can he play? Well, the Warriors in this simulation win 63 games, are the number one overall seed. I said, can Jimmy Butler play 63 games before the Warriors can get 63 wins?
Guys, the biggest non-talked about thing for the Warriors the last 3 years has been Andrew Wiggins. Like, what the...
Wait, whoa. The biggest non-talked-about thing on 95.7 The Game has been Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah, because we're afraid
to dominated the airwaves talking about that guy.
No.
What?
We were afraid to come off in cancel culture like we were asking someone who's going through a family tragedy, like, where are you at? Are you coming back? Everybody, straight up, everybody tiptoed around it. Will you agree with me?
Well, we all said he wasn't good.
I mean, I want to say this rightfully.
Well, I'll say our station and our show, because that's the only thing I'm doing right now. Our show, when Bonte was here too, we talked about on the court. And on the court, okay, we all agreed it was not good enough. Not for what he was getting paid. He wasn't that guy. We all agreed you caught lightning in a bottle.
Give me
for that stretch run for the NBA championship where he's the team's second best player. But we talked about him a lot on this station.
Give me his pull up his basketball reference page right now.
Sure.
We all acknowledge Jimmy, when he plays, is better than Andrew Wiggins. Do we
not?
Yes. Like a long shot.
Yes.
So you're asking,
only thing that Andrew Wiggins has over Jimmy right now, I do think that at this point, because of the age, Andrew Wiggins is a better defender. I do think he's a better defender.
Yeah, when he's engaged and he wants to. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, but that's a different conversation. How many games did he play for the Warriors the last couple years?
The Andrew Wiggins?
Uh-huh.
So last year he played in 43 because he was traded, and then he played 17 for the Miami
Heat. Okay, and that's a total 43 and 17 is 60.
60.
So okay. 60 games all last year.
The season prior, he played in 71.
71.
It's a lot. Season prior to that, 37.
Oh, 37, okay.
But prior to that, it was 73 and then 71.
Yeah, those were the good years, okay.
Hey, so he had one bad year.
Well, I got a question really quick.
Time out. One bad year? He was terrible last year.
One bad year and talking about missing games, that's what you're talking about,
I'm talking about just period. Like, he's not even been close to the guy he was in the playoffs. Like, come on. Like, who are we kidding? He turned into Superman for 2 months.
I just told you we've been talking about that the last few years. You're not dropping any new knowledge on me. You're acting like we haven't talked about Andrew Wiggins. He's gone.
If he plays, if Jimmy Butler plays in 55 or 60 games this year, that's my number, 55 or 60. It's one of the two. If he plays in one of those amounts, they're going to be just fine. They're going to be fine.
Okay.
They're going to be just fine. All right. Like, we all tiptoed around it. Wiggins wasn't good enough. Wiggins wasn't available. The whole Wiggins saga, it sucks that it happened to him, and I'm apologetic. I went through it. Like, I know what it's like, and it probably wore on all you guys, me coming in every day not knowing if my dad was going to live or die. And like, I get all that. Trust me, if anyone understands how to balance work-life stuff when there's some tragedies going on, it would be me. I would understand that. I know everyone's got something that they're dealing with, but the specific thing he went through, I went through it, right? And I'm just telling you right now, like, Jimmy is infinitely better than what Wiggins was for this team. And if he gives
that.
Me the same amount of games played, they're going to be just fine.
I'm not arguing that at all. Can Jimmy Butler eclipse what Andrew Wiggins did for that one season? That's going to be the question when he was the team's second best player on a championship run. I think Jimmy Butler can do that because he's been the best player on a team that has reached not one, but two NBA championships.
I don't think he has to be individually better than what Wiggins, because that team was good. Like, you know, I know we misremembered now. Klay gave you contributions. Poole gave you contributions. You know, Draymond was a good version of himself. They got other guys that contributed.
But Joe, you will meet me here. You were a little disappointed when Steph went down that Jimmy couldn't lead you to a win.
Yeah, right? But he was also hurt because he landed on his butt.
Okay.
Yeah, was he not?
Sure, but you were disappointed.
I was crestfallen. But yeah. I also, like, take a step back and I take a deep breath and I go, his injury was a bad one. Like, when he landed on his butt, it did change him.
The butt bruise?
He wasn't the same.
Since 2020-2021 season, excuse me, Andrew Wiggins has played in 312 games. 300 of those were starts. And Jimmy Butler has played in 288 games, all starts.
Sign me up for that right now in terms of the same exact ratio. We're going to be just fine.
Let's go to Sushi Steve in San Francisco. I can go for some California, some spicy California and tuna rolls right now, Carter. I kid you not, some wasabi, some soy sauce.
Remember where we were with Andrew Wiggins at the very end.
I'm not letting anyone forget.
Just remember where we were.
Joe, I thought his vibes were so bad a couple years ago that you just needed to move off of him. Even if you had to attach to pick, that's where I was
at. I know.
Yeah.
And you got one of the top 15 players in the league at the time of the trade. Jimmy, I know it ended sourly for Miami. Like, he's still a great player.
You know, he is. And I'm with you on that. And it's going to be, again, I hate always have to say it. It's health. But it is with Jimmy. Can you stay upright?
It's health with every team. Absolutely. Like, why is Indiana considered a non-factor this year? Because they don't have Halliburton. Correct. Why is Boston? Why did Horford come to the Warriors? Nick Friedell did a sit down with him. Horford came to the Warriors because they're hurt. And he goes, I can't win a championship because Tatum's out for the year.
Ooh, I don't know if Tatum's going to be out for the year. You guys see him? His recovery is pretty insane.
They sold off all their pieces.
Your boy Payton Pritchard, though. They're good. Sushi Steve in San Francisco wants to join the conversation. Hey, Sushi Steve, Warriors making the finals?
So, I'm not going to say no, but I'm going to throw a little caveat in there, okay? We make the move before the trade deadline. And I'm not going to say who we're trading.
Okay.
I mean, obviously who we're getting or who we're going to trade off our team. But, you know, I like what Shasky said about Moody, Pods, or Kuminga, or all three, or a combination of the two, stepping up this year. But I think they might be part of a potential trade scenario before December. So that's – I can see the Warriors go to the finals if we make a move.
You know what I would say to you? They have ammunition, if needed, to make a move.
Right, and that's what we're hoping. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. I think a lot of Warrior fans are hoping for. Ironically enough, this is a little side note. My buddies and I were just kind of playing around with potential final teams last night, and you know, I don't think it's realistic, but maybe. I said Orlando Magic against the San Antonio Spurs. That'd be a great finals. That'd be a fun finals to watch.
More outlandish for the Spurs side because Wembanyama, the health there, the deep vein thrombosis he was dealing with, he had to be shut down last year. Apparently, he's still growing. Do you see that? He's like 7'5", 7'6", now. And shocker, they lied about his height on his rookie year.
Remember when Kuminga's 7'1", now? Remember they said that a couple years ago?
Except the 1v1 was actually like legitimate. The other one, that was just some fake news.
What's legitimate, that he's 7'7"?
Yeah, like you're looking at me like that's insane.
They clearly lied
about his height in his rookie year because he was way taller than
Joe,
he was.
Joe, one thing that I've learned about the NBA, as I see Brandon Pajemski standing next to Bonte Hill, who's 6'4.5", Pajemski looked 6'2 at most, and he is listed, I believe, at 6'4 or 6'5". I've seen DeMarcus Cousins, who's listed at 7 feet, standing next to Kevin Durant, who's listed at 6'11", who is literally inches taller than him. KD has got to be 7'2 or whatever it is. I don't buy anyone's height in the NBA.
Victor Wembanyama, I buy his height because I see it on TV. He's way taller than everyone else.
No, he's really tall.
Not even close.
Like 7'7".
Well, famously, remember,
I won't believe it until I see the actual, you know, whatever those height charts like next to him.
Well, Kevin Durant is 7 feet, but he doesn't want to be listed as 7 feet. Why? Famously, because he didn't want to be viewed as a center. So he said 6'11". No, seriously, remember that? Like that's what they did.
But like, come on. I mean, you know, like. Again, and then I bring up Pajemski. Like, look up, what is Pajemski's listed height?
I think he's 6'4". Let me see.
Yeah, like, I saw Bonte doing a thing. Bonte's in dress shoes. They were doing media day, and they're standing next to each other. He's in basketball shoes. And
listen at 6'4".
Yeah, he's not 6'4". Bonte is a full 6'4". What is he, Carter? 6'4 or 6'5"?
6'4".
Okay. Pajemski was inches shorter than him. I'm not knocking him. I'm just like the numbers that are listed aren't accurate to me.
I think Wemby at 7'4 is right. I stood really close to him.
But he's not 7'7".
No, he's not. He's not 7'7".
How tall are you, Carter?
I'm 6'8", so I have a pretty good sense of how much taller he is than me. He was about 7'4".
About 7'4", okay.
Still be growing. He's 21.
Evan Mobley and he are really close in height, actually.
Evan Mobley's that big.
Evan Mobley is massive.
Really?
So
see?
Is Jared
What's
Jackson.
He listed at?
Evan Mobley is listed at 6'11".
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you just said, how tall is Evan Mobley?
Why do we...
Oh, wait, what, how tall is he?
6'11", it says.
Dude, he was near same height, I swear. They
okay,
were,
see, you,
they were
and
very
this is at the All-Star game.
Yep.
Yeah, you were standing next to him. See what I'm saying?
I don't know what we're arguing about right now.
What I'm saying is whatever the listed
is
height is...
taller than everyone else, no, so it doesn't matter. Seven, just, people lie about their height. It's okay.
I'm just saying that no, it's not that. The NBA, like, the listed heights aren't accurate. That's all.
No, that's what I am saying, is that they lied in his rookie season how tall he actually is, and they made it lesser. And he's, in reality, taller than that.
I don't buy 7'7". He'd be the largest human being.
They're saying 7'5" right now. That's what it's listed as. So we'll see.
That's more believable. 7'7"?
Yeah, no, I don't.
What was George Mirus on? 7'8"?
There is some Indian.
What? So,
but who's that one guy?
It's Boban.
Boban? He's doing, you see he's doing like pregame coverage for like ESPN? Bobby!
What is his height? What is it listed at?
Marjanovic?
Yeah.
Let's see. He's right here. 7'4".
Okay.
He's bigger. He's thicker, too. I feel his size. Miley in Walnut Creek. What's up, Miley?
Just ridiculous.
What's up? The two Joes. Hey, so real quick, thank you to Guru, first off, for the visual of the morning dump. Did we need that?
No, we didn't.
But on the 63 win thing, I have a theory that ESPN put that out there basically just to kind of boost up the Warriors, Curry,
of course,
NBA in general, et cetera. But if you want the win total, you got to go to Vegas. 47.5 is where it's at.
I'm hitting the over.
Yeah, you hit the over, but like I'm with you. If things go right, they have a path to win. I'm not predicting they'll win. I would never do that. But they do have a path with health.
I agree.
And I do think they need one more player, mm-hmm. like a front court forward, like a really good forward, but good luck. but I think that's where it's at.
Think about this, guys. Like in 2022, the year everybody, now is put into this, it's such a magical year. Otto Porter Jr. was only good for a couple of months that year. And I love Otto Porter Jr. He became a fan favorite.
Wilt Chamberlain. Remember, he looked like
him. He definitely looked like Wilt Chamberlain. There's not a doubt in my mind.
What was Wilt listed as, by the way? Is he 8 feet tall, Wilt Chamberlain?
I don't know.
You'd believe it.
but getting back to it, like, Otto Porter Jr. was good for the first couple of months, but didn't that narrative kind of carry him throughout the lean months of the body of the regular season and stuff? This is why I go back to, with the Moody injury right now, if Kuminga can get an opportunity and get off to a hot start, it can carry him throughout the year. I think it's extremely important for Pods and Kuminga to have great first months of the season. Forget Jimmy and Steph and Dre. Those guys can start off slow. The young guys need to hit the ground running. I'm so pumped up for them.
So we are less than a week now for the start of the regular season between the Warriors and Lakers in Game 1, and ESPN released an article. They did a simulation, all the stat heads over in Bristol, Connecticut, and they had simulated the entire season, all the way through the NBA Finals, Orlando Magic over the Golden State Warriors for the title in 7 games. Warriors fans, we're just asking the question, can the Warriors reach the NBA Finals? 888-957-9570. You said yes. I think they can too. Hell, with all the crap that went on last season, when this team was a play-in team, when they bring in Jimmy Butler, you move off of Andrew Wiggins, you had the D'Anthony Melton injury early, you had all this. Dennis Schroeder was on your team. Does anyone remember that? You even remember Dennis Schroeder being a Warrior last year?
What team is he on now?
The Kings, right?
Isn't he
on the Kings?
Him and Russ fighting for solo possession of the ball. It's going to be great.
I always like Schroeder. I don't know. He didn't work on the Warriors, but I've always kind of liked them as a player. He actually did well at the Pistons last year.
Of course he did.
When he was on the playoff roster.
He does well for every team except the one
except for the Warriors.
The one that we needed him to be good on.
But they somehow, some way, made the conference semis last year, and maybe, if Steph doesn't get hurt, you never know. They could have been in the conference finals. And I would have, in any series, they got a puncher's chance with Steph. You do.
Joe, I know the East
so
was
yes,
so different.
I'm saying you, yes, they can make the finals.
Like, I know the East was so different. Like, I had no idea that Indiana would go on the run that they did.
Even though they were an Eastern Conference Finals team the year prior, and no one still believed in them.
Yeah, I didn't buy them as like, no. And I was wrong, and I was way wrong. I thought Denver was going to stay healthy throughout the playoffs. There were other guys I was worried about, not named Aaron Gordon, who I thought would get injured, and then Aaron Gordon got hurt, and it felt like, all right, that's a wrap.
Joe, you were really high, and a lot of people were on the Clippers. Oh. How it ended, like, dude, I think the Clippers are the dark horse. A lot of people were saying that.
They had scoring on three levels, and yeah, they were really good.
They were healthy, too. That was the thing. They felt healthy for the
first
time.
And I know, I can't believe I allowed myself to buy into the Clippers. It's the only team older than the Warriors.
Which is crazy.
Going into this year. So, like, if last year taught me anything, it's that, yes, health is absolutely the number one most important factor. Number two, do you play winning basketball as a team? Forget, like, the time of the year or whatever. There's a way to play ball in the playoffs that, like, you either know it or you don't. Is Houston an excellent roster? Sure, absolutely. Were they learning how to play winning ball in the playoffs last year? Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to work with KD this time around, but they lost an important player already, and the season hasn't even started.
They did.
Like, Van Vliet's gone. Van Vliet destroyed the Warriors.
In this scenario, as we're reacting to this ESPN article about simulating the entire season where it has the Magic beating the Warriors in seven games in the NBA Finals, they do have the Houston Rockets being the sixth seed and losing in the conference semis
To
the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
So it is interesting.
And then would they have the Warriors versus the Nuggets?
Warriors versus the Clippers in round two of the Western Conference semis, and the Warriors would win that in six.
Playing the Clippers.
I know.
I know.
But again, we're simulating two of the oldest teams making it all the way to the semifinals, too.
I mean, the loser goes straight to the retirement home.
Well, you'd love this. Remember, did you see who the Warriors got in round one in this scenario?
It was the Kings.
Russell Westbrook and the Kings. Now, what is the Russell Westbrook signing?
Is that the old
monkey wrench in the
Is that the most unbelievable part of this simulation, that the Kings are getting through the play-in tournament and getting the 8th seed?
No, the most unbelievable part is the 13-seed Lakers. And then who gets the number one pick?
Is that too high?
In this simulation, Danny Ainge finally got the number one pick.
See, that's the most unbelievable part. The Jazz aren't getting the number one overall pick. Who's even the top prospect?
Obviously the Lakers are.
Hey, if you're a Jazz fan this morning, you do have to be sick seeing Cooper Flagg and how good he is. Oh, my God.
Sounds
you
like
wanna, I
fan.
Mean, look, it's not rigged because partnerships. But that being said, I'm talking about our partnerships as a station.
Yeah, thank you.
It's not rigged, but it does stink to the high heavens that Dallas made the biggest deal of all time, giving the Lakers
boneheaded deal of all time. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. It was boneheaded.
It's fishy.
Yeah.
Can we at least, like, I'm not saying it was deliberate. It's just fishy. Can we all agree? It's ridiculous that Dallas got Cooper Flagg.
And in this scenario, they're actually a draft lottery team again. They have the Mavericks having the eighth pick.
I don't know what to make of them. They're another team. Like, Kyrie, does he come back? Is he not?
Well, did you see that Cooper is officially playing point guard for them?
Oh.
Really?
I actually announced that.
I actually don't.
His shot is so silky.
Yeah, but I don't
You don't like? I like his form. No, I like his form.
I think he's really good off the dribble, actually. I'm really impressed with that with his size, but the beyond the arc, like.
This is such an unfair. Larry and Dirk had a baby. It becomes Cooper Flagg.
The two greatest white players ever.
You know?
We gotta go to the white guys.
But he is nice, dude. Like, he's really good. Dallas is going to love him.
I love that. Dude, this is a massive person handling the ball, too. It's like kind of like LeBron-esque, right? When LeBron would just be, like, just handling the ball, walking up.
See, you guys all say LeBron.
I trust him.
I think of Magic, because that's the greatest big ball handler of all time.
Yeah, I do like it more than D'Angelo Russell. I'm going to be honest. Too loosey-goosey with it. Makes a lot of mistakes. I learned my lesson six years ago on him. I don't hate him as a backup. Because, like, he is one of those guys where he comes in, he could take over,
hot. No, but he thinks he's a number one. That's the problem.
Well, he should have learned by now. When the Warriors and the Lakers both say, kick rocks, you're not a number one, then you should learn that you're not a... When Austin Reeves takes over for you as a number one point guard, then... I'm not hating on Austin Reeves. He's not a top five, top 10 point guard in the NBA.
No.
Like, sorry, D'Angelo.
D'Angelo needs Kyle Shanahan in his life to tell him he's not a fourth option. That's what he needs.
Roddy White. He thinks he's Roddy White. Oh, man. That was great sound. This is some good stuff. Orlando Magic?
Why not them?
I got to see it.
Why not? This would be the progression for someone like Paolo Banchero.
They can't shoot the ball in the playoffs. They can't score.
Hey, but if he continues to take these leaps
Desmond
forward.
Bane's going to be that guy for them?
I like Desmond Bane.
The biggest muscles in the NBA?
I actually like this move for them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm a big Paolo guy. I love Franz Wagner.
I'm rooting for Orlando.
I like the collection of players, but as a team, like scoring the ball, they can't put the ball in the hoop when it matters.
Do you trust the Knicks? I think they'll I think they'll be really good again, but I don't think they're gonna. I can't trust them in the playoffs.
They're trying to trade for Giannis, and like, do they even like? Can they get Giannis?
Oh, speaking of which, you bring up Giannis because we've had so much football talk.
Antetokounmpo.
The fact that he only considered the Knicks apparently based on this.
Is he dead to you now?
Well, I mean, it's just. Do we put that one in six feet deep?
But I thought he Warriors. Was partying with Joe Lacob. I thought he was here hanging out. In the end, then.
Well, I had good word from a guy who I know is a legit 6 foot four who had said that, you know, the recruitment pitch was on.
Well, who was it? It was the, not Sports Deals, Sam Amick had it, right? Am I mistaken? He was the one that reported that, you know, Giannis was at a party that also Steph and Joe Lacob were at during the All-Star break.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I sit here and do a sugarcoat
that
job.
Was what Sam Amick
reported. Who's the owner you would like to party with and get recruited by?
I mean, famously, like, I know like you feel some type of way about this guy. Apparently, Mark Cuban throws great parties. So, you're scoffing. Apparently, he throws great ones.
Rest in peace, Jim Irsay.
Well, that's, I mean,
well,
when you get caught with a brown bag of cash, I mean, pills, alcohol, weed, like, you're the man.
The rat on the table is, you guys watch Winning Time on HBO, and I know it's fantasy, but Jerry Boss.
Well, so, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Come on. But Joe Lacob, I mean, I think he probably throws some lavish parties, right?
I think Ballmer would be kind of annoying to hang out with.
Oh, well, he'd tell you how great he is.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much he hates Apple. He does. And all the toilets he has in his house. He probably has thousands of toilets in his mansion in the Pacific Northwest. The owner you would like to party with the most. 888-957-9570.
Well, I think it could be Jerry Jones, and here's why.
Jera?
I've never had an opportunity to like shoot a shotgun or a rifle or, you know, be on a ranch.
Oh, well, if something bad happens, you know he'll get it swept under the rug, so it's fine. Something horrible happens. Nothing to see here. Don't worry, everybody. If there's a leaked picture with him and some females to be named later, don't worry. We'll scrub the internet. Nothing to see here.
Could you imagine eating at P.F. Chang's with Mark Davis?
Actually, Mark Davis, low-key. Hey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He won another championship, by the way. I don't know if you saw that. Aces. He's built a dominant team down there in Las Vegas. Not the Raiders, but the Las Vegas Aces.
Of course.
Him and Tom Brady. Tom Brady, another ring on his finger.
Oh, Tom
Brady. Owner, part owner.
Michael Rubin.
Who?
Michael Rubin. You can go to the white party for 4th of July.
But he's not an owner, is he?
He's an owner of the 76ers.
Part?
I thought he sold his shares.
Yeah, isn't it Harris or whatever, the same guy with the Commanders? Same guy that owns that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
He's the Fanatics guy.
We're missing one. Huh. Alex Rodriguez. Joe?
Oh, A-Rod.
Come on, dude. A-Rod.
If you're A-Rod's wingman, you're picking up all the scraps.
Well, we're here.
Like the blowover that he doesn't take, like whatever he doesn't take, you get, like, wow.
Oh, hey, well, like White Mike or boy, all over that. We're here. What are you making the MLB playoffs? Dodgers up 2-0?
I hate them.
Mariners up 2-0?
I hate them.
I sent this.
Mariners are America's team now.
I will say this. It was beautiful, like, as a baseball purist, to see Yamamoto go the distance. That was cool. About time somebody went the distance.
Shout out Hercules. I can go the distance. The Dodgers are the first team to have two starters go eight or more innings in consecutive postseason games in one series. It's kind of a nuanced little thing here. Since Madison Bumgarner and Tim Lincecum pitched games 4 and 5 for the Giants.
Madman was like 20 years old.
In the 2010 World Series.
Shohei had the over on starting pitcher innings.
You're so mad. You're seething back there about the Dodgers.
I'm sorry, am I not allowed to have emotions about baseball?
I will say this.
I just think most people are numb to it. I just don't think the Giants have been down for so bad, so no, most Giants are...
I'm pulling so hard for the Seattle Mariners. So hard.
I don't think most people are. I mean,
America
so
is.
Hard. Please.
They haven't been to a World Series, the only team you said, right?
Yeah. Please. Seattle Mariners do this for us.
And I looked it up because I was like, I've never seen the Brewers. The Brewers have only been to one in their history.
Was that 83?
It was when they were an AL team, correct.
Yeah, 83.
That was it. In the National League,
Paul
they've
Molitor,
never been to
Robin Yao. Yeah.
That was it. That was the only one. So the Yeovil Empire does look primed to go back-to-back there.
Could you imagine being a Brewer fan? They've been a team for, what, about 56 years, and they're like, the Rays have been to two of these. We haven't even really been to one.
I know.
Like, that's how it was for Giants fans. Like, the Marlins have won 2 World Series. They've been alive for 5 seconds, and we can't win one?
We got a super chat? What is it, Carter?
SF Bay Drummer, I want to party with Eddie DeBartolo. That means the 49ers actually won something.
Don't be on the Louisiana boat, though, with, bribing Ooh. Officials.
Ooh, but I want to kind of go on. I've never been on a party boat before, have you?
Party boat? Like a pontoon?
Like one of those, kind of like the Louisiana
no,
boat.
No,
like...
I've been on a pontoon before, okay. up in like Tahoe.
Okay, but
pontoon's
now...
like a slow moving.
Yeah.
Like it's, I don't even know how you would describe it. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's a slow moving party boat, but that's more of like a gambling casino boat.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that's called.
Yeah, no, yeah, like the riverboat gamblers.
Yes.
Like that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in
where
the
they've got
cuts.
The old school wheels.
You're in Mississippi down there. Tell you what. Yep. Tell you what. I was actually watching.
What is this voice?
That was me. That was my southern twang. I tell you what. I've actually been watching a lot of King of the Hill because they brought it back on Hulu. So a bunch of like the old Hank Hill videos have been popping on my feed. How do you fail English, Bobby? You speak it is one of my favorite things.
Wow, that's a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, that was one of my favorite lines. Yeah. But that boy ain't right every time. I have a horrible Texas accent, but it is what it is. I'm a California guy. What can I say? NorCal people don't really have accents. They when we travel, like our accent to them is us just speaking
fast.
Like not even no, they speak fast.
Speaking proper.
We speak slow in comparison to them. But I think we're a little different because we get really excited and we start speaking very quickly. Big families, all that. It's just we're built more for the East Coast, Joey.
I'm surprised Sam didn't say that he wanted to party with Larry Bear.
I don't know if that would be a fun party. I honestly don't.
You just peppering him on why they're not better?
What about Jed York? You want a party with Jed York?
I think that in his little backyard gazebo. I guess we could do that. There's a deep cut. I don't know if anyone remembers his gazebo saga.
When he got sued by Los Gatos.
Yeah, I knew you would remember
Los
that.
Over the gazebo. That is such a unique pull on Jed York. Wow.
Oh,
dude,
man.
Sam, I got to say, you're in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't miss.
He created
it. I mean, you are game 6 Clay every 9 o'clock hour.
For those of you who missed it, this is his Mona Lisa.
The Civil War without him.
Choose your quarterback, the starter, Brock Purdy.
You are the chosen one.
The battle,
Mac Jones.
49ers quarterback controversy.
Are those fireworks in the background?
Those are fireworks in the back.
The fireworks are the best.
Shout out to Oakland Roots, 25th.
Oh, my God.
Oakland SC. There you go, Oakland Coliseum.
Well, at least they tell me what channel they're on.
KTVU Plus or ESPN Plus. Oakland Roots. Know your roots, Joe.
What is KTVU Plus?
Gotta look it up. It's CBS.
I don't know if I have that on YouTube TV.
Gotta look it up.
Do I have to stream that now? You get KTVU Plus, the streaming service.
Oh, my God. This has been a fun. You know what? You guys put me in a great mood. This Warriors making the finals, facing the Orlando Magic, potentially.
Awesome.
That would be insane. It'd
be awesome.
Now, what is the dream scenario for the league, though?
I do think the Warriors... I'll give you the dream scenario.
Yes.
LeBron gets traded to the Warriors.
Oh, my God.
And they play the Knicks.
With Bronny James.
With Bronny?
With Bronny. And they play the Knicks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You think Bronny in this scenario would get more playing time than Jonathan Kuminga?
Probably.
Or is JK getting treated?
He knows how to set screens for Steph.
Bronny's the first one to the building every morning.
No, it would be like, you know
what? He plays so hard.
They play so much golf together, LeBron, Steph,
Bronny taking that charge.
how quick until Pebble Beach has Steph and LeBron out there and social media is going nuts. Steph trying to show LeBron how to swing the club. Let's bring Andre Iguodala down. Let's bring the whole gang. Oh my God. Jerry Rice, all of it. Oh my God.
Did you hear Draymond? Did you pull that Draymond sound about him partying, Carter?
What did he say?
No.
Ugh. Draymond was on a podcast. Gosh, you're killing me.
Draymond's on a podcast? That's so unlike him.
And he said absolutely early in his
incredible
career, he would like to stay out till 6 in the morning, and then just the next day, just, you know, triple-double, like it was nothing.
Well, dude, remember during a season, he said, you know, Steve Kerr and I have to talk. When LeBron passes, you know, Kareem, I want to be at that game. I got to be there.
Do you remember when Iguodala took a flight, a personal flight down to San Diego to Torrey Pines to watch Tiger Woods after a... You guys don't remember this?
Yes, I do remember.
Look it up.
This.
And like everyone's like, what's he doing? Like, I got to go see Tiger one last time.
Well, Jimmy Butler, remember, like last season, he has some special, like some privileges where he's allowed to just fly whatever, like family time.
Like, yeah. Wasn't he in Qatar during the All-Star break?
What's
Jimmy?
Up?
Jimmy Butler, wasn't he in like Qatar during the All-Star break or something?
He might have been, who also, Sam, as you know.
Are they doing flag basketball?
Qatar, just like Fast Five, qualified for the World Cup.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Yes, they did, Joe. The qualified teams so far in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. You got the top three North American teams, obviously. You got Canada. You got Mexico. And you got USA. When you host, I don't know if you know this, if you are the host country,
yeah, you
automatically qualify.
It's like
for
the Olympics. You get somebody in every event.
There you go. So, yeah, Qatar, who hosted it last time, and remember, they had to play it in winter because they're in the Middle East and it's the desert where it's coldest. They did qualify for this go-around. So there you go.
Is that your final thought?
No, we got some more here. who we got? We got Morocco, Colombia, Senegal, Ivory Coast qualified for the first time in 15 years, I believe. So the great Ivory Coast. And then, yeah, you got England qualified. Some big names to yet qualify, France being the number one. We haven't seen France qualify just yet.
All right. My final thought is there's been one friend of mine for the last 30 years, very underrated. It's in the grocery aisles when you go to your grocery supermarkets, your stores.
Grocery outlets,
Soy Vey. It's a teriyaki marinade and glaze. And I got to say, there's nothing better than taking a couple of chicken thighs, putting them into a container, jabbing them with some fork to, you know, get a little, some holes in there so that the marinade can really get in there, and then just dumping a bunch of Soy Vey and some chopped green onions into a container, letting that thing sit and marinate for multiple days, and then you get it ready for the oven, you put it in. There is nothing like Soy Vey marinated teriyaki chicken. It's goated. It's been there for me for years. Got the sesame seed at the top of the bottle. You got to shake it up a little. Now, all my people know, well, you know. And you cook a little rice, got to put a little bit of that chicken broth in that rice instead of just having water as you're using your rice cooker. Why are you looking at it? You don't know what Soy Vey is.
No, I do. I'm just looking up if there's been a kosher company to adopt the name Oy Vey, Soy Vey. Shout out Yiddish.
It's a good business idea.
Thank you, Sam. Someone here is listening.
Appreciate
you.
Homemade teriyaki chicken.
That's your final thought?
Yeah, that's my final thought. I gave you a recipe.
All right, so Saudi Arabia, Ivory Coast, Senegal, England, South Africa, Cape Verde. Wow, I think this is one of the smaller nations to qualify. Ghana, Tunisia, Morocco, Uruguay, Paraguay, Colombia, Ecuador, Brazil, Australia, Jordan, not Michael, but
Shut
country
up.
Of Jordan, the Korea Republic, Uzbekistan, Argentina, Iran, New Zealand,
like
Japan,
year?
Mexico, Canada, USA. Yes, it is, Sammy. Yes, it
Ron
is.
Ron Mexico?
Not Ron Mexico. But FIFA has expanded it, so you're going to see a lot more teams. This is going to be the first time ever 48 teams, 48 nations taking part in the Men's World Cup.
Wow.
And we'll see some of those games where, Joe? SoFi Stadium. Not SoFi. And Levi. Levi's. I said SoFi. Well, SoFi's changing. I said that because they're actually going to grass. Like, why can't we do that now to, like, help the athletes out? I don't know, in the NFL, but we're catering to, you know, teams that we don't care about in, you know, Europe. Whatever. Sam, final thought.
Oh, yeah, my fault. Thought, guys, it is award season in Major League Baseball, and the Gold Glove finalists were announced. Shout out to our ace, Logan Webb, getting a Gold Glove nominee for the first time in his career.
Wait a minute.
Alongside,
the guy who cannot cover first base.
Yeah, wait, Joe, you just told me he's not good defensively.
No, he is not good at covering first base. That is factually correct.
Well, I guess he got better this year because him, along with Matthew Boyd of the Cubs and David Peterson of the Mets,
yeah,
those are your three Gold Glove finalists. But wait,
that is
there's
the most
more.
Ridiculous.
Logan Webb is not the only one nominated for a Gold Glove. His battery mate, Patrick Bailey, alongside with Luis Torrens of the Mets and Carson Kelly of the Cubs, wow, Gold Glove batteries in the National League, pitchers and catchers, is also up for a Gold Glove. So, yeah, shout out to our Gold Glove Giants there who are looking to bring some hardware
you
home.
No, Rafi Devers?
I'm sorry. Like I love Logan Webb. He is horrific at covering first base.
But if you look at his defensive DPO 6, like, it's actually really, really good.
What was that?
I'm just making up metrics.
That's not real.
Yeah,
I called him out on it immediately.
His defensive VORP is really good, actually.
Carter, what you got?
Yeah, my final thought is I'm saying a big prayer. There was a big... Sierra and I woke up this morning to a big house fire in the marina.
Oh, my God.
Huge 3-alarm fire and all the sirens going nuts, yada, yada. So I'm just thinking about those people today and saying a big prayer for them.
Yeah, that's well said. What block is the entire property that you own? What block is that?
It's I don't own an entire property. I sure wish I did, Chasky. My little apartment is in the marina, though.
Knowing Carter, he's going to own parking lots and all of the things that extort money from everyone. He's like, I own like 7 or 8 laundromats.
Yeah, I see this right now on the
I launder all my gambling money.
2 San Francisco firefighters injured battling early morning fire in Marina District.
It was really scary. Flames 50 feet in the air. It was scary, man.
Damn.
You know what else is scary? Whatever Steiny and Goo are going to talk about next, because that was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. Introducing the 5-year price guarantee, one consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Steiny and Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.